Due to the price tag, Thorold City Council has decided to hold off on making a decision on the proposed Pride crosswalk in downtown Thorold. As Thorold Today reported, the city is exploring the installation of a rainbow crosswalk at the intersection of Front Street and Claremont Avenue. Due to supply chain issues, the project would cost around $27,000, after HST, to complete. Local real estate agent Anthony Fior, who launched the proposal for the crosswalk, had previously committed to finding funding, but to ensure the Pride crosswalk would be installed in time, money would initially have to be reallocated from the asphalt crack sealing program. Fior was on hand at Tuesday's city council meeting to defend the project and answer any questions about its funding. "I have not raised any money to date," Fior told city council members. "I would like a number that you would like me to achieve so I can put something in place. I would like to see a financial contribution from the city." Another question raised during the meeting was whether or not a Pride crosswalk is inclusive enough. Thorold resident Nicholas Baza presented a summary of comments he had collected from other groups in Thorold, who would also like to be included in the project, such as several faith groups, mental health professionals, and war veterans. "Everyone I've spoken to is in support of providing a crosswalk," he said. "Many feel that inclusiveness is important here. While many councillors voiced their support for the crosswalk, they could not accept the costs associated. The upkeep will be too costly," Councillor John Kenny said. "I know of 3 crosswalks in Ontario. They've been vandalized repeatedly. I am proposing that we erect 2 flagpoles and we would fly the Pride flag year-round in support of the Pride movement." Councillor Anthony Longo came out against the crosswalk, saying he had trouble prioritizing one minority group over another, and said that the region has already committed to a Pride crosswalk at the Canada Games facility. "It's already being done," Councillor Longo said. "We're doing it in an indirect way and we're probably going to fund it so the Pride crosswalk is done, without anyone on council knowing. For one group $27,000, I can't support it." In the end, councillors voted to defer the proposal to let City Hall look into the proposed crosswalk at the Canada Games facility and come back with a new report.